Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Top 50 MLB free agents. Joe sent this to us last night. I just heard this song somewhere else the other day. Anyway.
I want you to finish the damn segment.
Top 50 free agents. You think the Orioles have any chance of landing maybe someone in the top 20? Because I don't want anybody 40 through 50, to be honest with you.
I mean, I don't need anybody to say it. I think Framber Valdez is coming here. I've been saying that too. For a while.
Yeah, I think they get him.
Well, look, you got the tie-in with Houston with Elias, first off. You got a guy that wants a fresh start. He probably wants to go to a team that he believes can win and get paid. And I think this is this. I mean, look, there's a lot of those teams out there, but I think this is the spot.
I think Kobe Mayo gets traded along with somebody else. Doesn't matter. Maybe for a bullpen help or something. You know why? Because Alex Bregman might be playing first base.
You know who wants Alex Bregman? Is the Phillies. They want to slide him in at third base. And
over.
They might be saying goodbye to Alec Boehm.
Okay.
He might end up being a first base kind of rotational piece with Harper and DHing and all that.
Are they anticipating losing Kyle Schwarber?
Maybe. Maybe. I mean, Schwarber, like, look, Schwarber's going to get paid too at his age. So the thing I would say is,
Kyle Schwarber's my number one free agent.
Really?
Mine's
position player.
Who's going to play first?
I'll figure it out.
Sam,
I don't know.
For who?
That.
For us?
Yeah.
Basayo?
So then Basayo. Figure it out. I ain't worried about that.
A combination of Basayo.
Yeah. Finishing up last offseason. He goes in, he has a hell of a year. If they don't re-sign him, that city will burn.
And the owner's willing to spend.
Yeah,
that's fine, but you just need one team to offer him what he thinks he wants and then a fresh start.
And then the team that he currently, he was with, going to offer him more.
There's another guy that you pointed out a while ago that just opted out of his deal, which kind of surprised people because he was going to make a lot of money, and that's Suarez, the closer for the Padres, who, there's a Suarez here.
Yes. Hopefully he'll still be here next year, but yes.
They related?
I said, they're brothers. I said to you, what was that, July?
Yeah.
I said, I would not mind seeing Robert Suarez closing games for the Baltimore Orioles in 2026. Mm-hmm. And you asked, would he opt out? And, you know, yeah.
Yeah. I think he.
I knew in July he would opt out.
I wonder if this plays into it. I guarantee for some of it does. Like, you're going to make he's going to make a ton of money either. We say, what's about somebody like Alonso? He's going to make a fortune. Does the city come into play? He's the king of New York. He's him, Aaron Judge, depending which color you wear, which shade of blue you wear.
He's the king of that side of New York.
So would you rather make a ton of money, be the king of New York City? Or would you rather be the king of Kansas City, Baltimore, a small market? Or would you just rather stay in New York, Los Angeles, something like that?
I mean, it all depends on the player. I don't know what Alonso wants. And ultimately, I think, as Rob said, I think the Mets are going to throw a ton of cash at him.
They are.
But it just takes one team for him to go, you know what? Screw I've seen guys. How this has been run. Yeah.
I only bring it up because to me, I think it does matter because it would matter to me, and I think it would matter to Rob.
I got to be honest with you, man. If I was a ball player, I would take a little less money to be in a bigger market.
That's what I feel.
I'm a big market guy. I'm not playing in Kansas City unless I have to.
Right.
I'm not playing in Milwaukee unless I have to. I'm not playing those places unless I have to play there. I'm not playing there. If Milwaukee offered me a 10-year $250 million contract, I would go to New York for 10 years, 200. I would leave $50 million on the table. Mm-hmm. Because over the course of 10 years, how much is that?
You're also going to make that an endorsement. You're
making, exactly.
Even look at Eli Manning in New York. Mm-hmm. He had all kinds of national endorsements.
Yeah.
That's quarterback of the Giants.
Yeah.
And I just look at somebody like Henrik Lundqvist, a different sport. He's a Swede. He became the kid.
He's a
became
a
New Yorker. Like, you look at the way that man dresses when he drove. He lived in Manhattan with an indoor garage. He enjoyed that city to death. And just like, I couldn't picture him in a small market. What the hell are you laughing at?
I'm not laughing. I'm just smiling.
You are laughing.
I love what's important to you. The way he dressed and look at what he was
driving. It is important to me.
Because that's odd. Is that important to you?
Those are the things. Those are the things that make you king.
Yeah, I'm happy until your sweatshirt brings out your eyes.
See, this is the one you got.
I know because I know how to put it together.
Hey,
why I bought it for
am
you.
Am I complaining? I like when you get me stuff because it's stuff I wouldn't even think about buying, and I'm like, oh, I really like this.
I think the only free agents in the top 20 the Orioles have a chance at are Framber Valdez, Alex Bregman. And maybe either Dylan Cease or Shane Bieber.
Well, you got Ranger Suarez at 19 here.
I don't know if they have a chance at him.
Really?
I think Ranger wants to stay in Philly.
Okay. But
No, stop. No.
Let
me stop. They have a chance with him. I think that's putting it wrong. Yes, they have a chance. I think he wants to stay. Because me thinking he wants to stay with Philly is just completely a complete opinion. They have the money.
Padres.
That's what Ranger Suarez?
Yeah. Oh, I'm an idiot. Robert Suarez is one of the Rangers. I'm the one that screwed up. Ranger okay. Suarez is with the Phillies.
The Phillies. Yeah,
Robert Suarez is the one. And is he on this list?
He's not in the top 25.
Because he opted out, I guess, after this.
Yeah, I'm like, did he get traded? I missed that. I think Ranger wants to go back to Philadelphia.
So the names that are interesting for the Orioles, the first one is Kyle Tucker, but you're competing with all the big dogs, so I don't know that happens.
I don't think it happens.
I think Bregman, Alonso.
You think Alonso has a chance coming here?
And I think Bellinger. But the problem is,
don't forget, you said Framber.
Oh, I think this. That's
so you just eliminate that.
I think Framber's coming here. And I mean, I've thought that for a while now that it just made so much sense to get another lefty in this rotation, and with the fact of negating the scoreboard and the flag court and all that with lefty matchups. But the interesting thing is the best bats that you want to get outside of Pete Alonso, they're all left-handed, and I think they need a right-handed power bat.
They need a right-handed bat, they do.
Oh, they got one last year? What was his name? He just opted back in. Thanks a lot, General
Suarez. Kyle Schwarber would threaten the warehouse in Camden Yards, man.
I would love to see that.
I'm telling you, man, he would just come out of his shoes to hit him here.
But make no mistake about it, like the number one free agent is Kyle Tucker, and then there's a huge gap. And the only reason, hear me out on this, the only reason that Kyle Schwarber's not in that conversation is his age.
And also, he doesn't have a glove.
He shouldn't have one.
I know I'm going to be labeled as crazy on this. Ed, I would call Kyle Schwarber's agent right now and say, look, we only got 3 years for you, but we got $90 million for you.
Mm-hmm.
I got 3 years, $90 million for you, because I don't want to eat any contract. I'd rather pay you a gazillion dollars for 3 years.
Don't be allergic to seafood.
Than have you come for 5 years, 120, because I don't think 4 and 5 is going to be a lot.
I like those kind of contracts because I think this Pujol started that stuff.
Yeah. I'm going to get 3 years. I'd say, look, we got 3 years for Kyle, but we got $90 million.
Yeah.
I'd give him that today, and I think he's worth every bit of it. He'd hit 45, 50 bombs easily in Canada. Yeah, yeah.
But you... The one thing I want to say about Kyle Tucker, though, if you were able to get in on that, and I know nobody expects the Orioles to be, is that he's, as a lefty, he hits lefties as good as righties. And it's something with he and Yordan Alvarez, what made the Astros so special is you had all those table setters. Yeah, I'll even put Correa in there, Bregman, Altuve, and then you add in these other two power hitters, guys that hit for average, but it doesn't matter if it's lefty righty or not. They're going to mash.
Kyle Tucker in Baltimore is Vince McMahon. No chance in hell.
Is Tucker the most sought after free agent?
Yes.
Yes.
Do you know the Dodgers are going to look to sign him?
Yeah, they're going to throw a ton of money at him. Yeah. You're competing with the big boys.
We got a real rockabaco 8:30, but on the other side, Jeremy talked about it. O'Neal opts back in. No surprise there. Mateo's gone. Any surprise there? Jeremy and I, high five, Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on The Fan.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused,
is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Tyler O'Neill opts back in. That means he's going to be in Birdland for two more years. Listen, I know this sounds foolish, but I'll say it because you all know the negative side of it. He gets hurt all the time. But if he stays healthy, this guy can put up big offensive numbers. He's the right-handed power bat that you need. He just can't stay healthy. We know that. But we knew he was going to opt back in. It would be foolish. Who's going to sign him for the money he's making here if he opts out? No one. That's dumb. It would've been career suicide. Smart on Tyler O'Neill. At the same time, Jorge Mateo, he's gone.
Yep. And again,
they lost their track star.
You guys are going to have to find another mediocre player to fall in love with.
Yep.
That's exactly what's going to happen.
He's not mediocre. Ryan Flaherty was mediocre.
What's Mateo? Yeah,
not mediocre.
Is it below or above it? I don't know what you're telling me.
Below.
Oh, you're going below Flaherty. I
like Mateo. But other people, like I think Bordy said it, they believe he was a really good defensive player.
Yeah, I don't see the same things that they do.
I see what Jeremy sees. Yeah, I got it. I've heard of you guys. I'm just saying. Other people who've played the game have said that he's really good. I like him because of his speed, obviously. But they were saying that he was a really good defender.
I remember the year that Urias won the Gold Glove at third base and people were upset that Jorge wasn't. He wasn't even a finalist. I didn't think he should have been. No, I don't get it. I don't get it with him, man. I don't understand what made people fall so much in love with him. And he was kind of grumpy at the end this past year. So I kind of knew he was gone. He was a little grumpy.
Yeah, he wants to go somewhere where he has another opportunity.
He definitely was, yeah. Yeah, you can see it. Just play.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I mean, it goes back to everything that's been said about guys like Jorge Mateo. You can't steal first base. And getting on base, and he's a streaky guy, a little bit of pop in the bat. I mean, when we say streaky, like when he's hot, sir, I understand why people fall in love with him.
For those 2 weeks.
Yeah. And then for the next 6 weeks, you're like, man, I wish we could get those 2 weeks back. When he plays every day, you start to see the faults in his game. He's not an everyday player.
I got into, man, a whole year argument with someone who used to work over there, no longer here. About how I was going to rue the day that I said Jorge Mateo was not that guy. I'm waiting.
Are you still ruing?
I'm waiting.
Does ruing not mean what I think it means?
He is who I thought he was 3 years ago. And this is not me dogging the guy. This is me correcting you all for thinking so highly of him. He's not that dude. He ain't built that way.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, so many people have tried because he's a tremendous athlete. Jorge Mateo's a tremendous athlete.
Obviously, yeah.
But, you know, I mean, Miguel Cabrera wasn't. Right. Who would you take?
The baseball player. John Kruk.
He wasn't. Yeah, who would you take? Yeah. You know what I mean? The athleticism is great when you can do the other things that are actually baseball things. Tyler O'Neill, if he can stay healthy, good. But that's like saying if Grayson Rodriguez can stay healthy.
Yeah. Man, that's what could be if he could just stay healthy.
Antonio in Rosedale. What's up, Antonio?
Good morning. How you guys doing?
Doing well,
kid.
Yeah.
How are you?
Good. Happy Taco Tuesday, guys.
Same to you, man.
Which free agent pitcher should they go with after in the offseason? And you guys have a wonderful day.
Hey, you too. Jeremy, answer the man.
Well, I mean, I think the answer is Framber Valdez.
There you go. I think that's now they get some bullpen help, but that's the guy.
Yeah, and then look, as we were looking at some of the names on that list, there were a good bit of players that you could take a peek at here. Dylan Cease is going to be out there. Here, I want to pull this list up to try to go over some of the other names in case you're interested. I already brought up Ranger Suarez when I thought he was Robert Suarez. you do have other bullpen. Edwin Diaz is out there. Who else do we have? Shane Bieber's another one. Did the Blue Jays let him walk? I'm assuming they're going to pay him, but they got to figure out what they're doing with Bo Bichette.
Yeah, you don't trade for him like that and then repay him, right? Don't pay him, right?
Yeah, I would assume not, but like Brandon Woodruff, Zach Gallen, Rob's guy, Jack Flaherty.
What are you doing with Zach Eflin? Isn't he a free agent?
Yeah.
He's not healthy, though. You got to wait and see how that rehab goes.
And then the other interesting one on here is Ryan Helsley, who's another closer.
And I heard you what you said, and it's not my guy.
What? Who?
Flaherty.
Oh. You just said you liked him. You said he's not
different
mediocre
Flaherty.
Like
different
Flaherty.
Yeah, you're talking about Jack Flaherty. Let's go to Trey in Joppa. What's up, Trey?
What's up, fellas?
What's up, man?
Appreciate you taking my call. I got a free agency question. It kind of crosses over to different sports, but I'm listening to you guys this morning, and you know, guys in free agency, they choose the location for different reasons. The highest bidder, close to their hometown, big market cities, and baseball, the ballpark size, if you're a pitcher, maybe, all them kind of things. Why in football does it seem like big players never get away, or they never even get a chance to test the free agent market? I've always wondered if a quarterback that did good on his rookie deal excelled, the team wanted to re-sign him. It just seems like nobody ever says, well, I want to play where it's warm.
Well,
I want to get into it.
So if you want to talk about it from a football standpoint, it has more to do with the franchise tag.
Yep.
Because if a team can hold you up for a year or two, now, if it goes up 20% in the second year, depending on the position, you really got to think this out. But I think in essence, most teams could keep a guy for 2 years by franchising him. And, you know, these guys want that guaranteed money. They want to go get it. Guys don't want to be franchised on a one-year deal. And I think that happens. And in the NBA, the teams that have you can offer you more money. It's the Larry Bird franchise rule. So they can offer you more money than other teams. That's why sometimes you see a sign and trade instead of just the trade.
And I think the biggest thing, Trey, if you're still there, is baseball doesn't have a salary cap. Baseball doesn't have the same collective bargaining that the NFL has. So, and if you look at the top 25 free agents, you'll see a lot of them aren't on their original teams, not because they got on those teams from being from free agency, but because they were traded. Kyle Tucker traded. What's his name? Dylan Cease traded. Shane Bieber traded. Cody, all these guys were traded to another team because the teams that they were on knew they couldn't afford them before free agency. So that's the biggest difference.
I just think you hear baseball guys voice it, though. Like, we just had one, Corbin Burns. I want to get closer to home. Like, you don't even hear football players voice it. Like, I'm gonna take this thing out to free agency. Well, y'all can franchise tag.
Suggs went home, though.
I don't want to re-sign here.
See, wait, Suggs went to Arizona.
He went to Arizona. But also, Trey, in football, you play on Sundays for the most part. You got off Tuesdays. You go to practice. You go home. You can have a regular life. Baseball is a daily grind. So being home is a difference because having your family around you during that daily grind is a lot better. 81 games out of that 162, I'm going home. So that's the biggest difference. Football is a different lifestyle in the sense of you play one game a week for the most part. And everybody is irate when you play two games. You play Sunday and Thursday. Baseball is a daily grind, so being home means a lot more than football would be.
Question. You're a warm weather guy, Rob.
I am definitely. I am definitely.
You were a quarterback. Okay. If you got drafted to Green Bay.
You try to make me sound soft, man. I'm a warm weather guy and I'm a quarterback. I think you're trying to make me sound. I'm sorry, go ahead.
Would you stay in Green Bay if they drafted you? Yes or no?
If they paid me.
And but guess what? Miami will pay you too.
No. No, but it goes back to what Jeremy said.
I don't want to go to Miami.
Go back to what Jeremy said. They'll probably franchise me and all that. If I would choose, I would not choose Miami over Green Bay, but I choose L.A. Rams over Green Bay. I choose them. I choose L.A. Chargers over Green Bay. I ain't going to Miami, man. You can hang that up. 410-583-1057. Mike Lockley joins us at 9. Rockabaco on the other side on the Fan. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. Joining us right now, courtesy of the Window Nation guest hotline from MassinSports.com's School of Rock. He is the man, Rockabaco. What's up, Rock?
How you doing, guys? I'm going to keep on rocking you, baby.
There you go.
I promise
you. Hey, Rock, before we ask you Orioles question, I want to ask you just a general baseball question, man. So okay. Sunday I'm watching, I'm at the Main Street Cigars. We've got three TVs up, and the middle TV has the primetime football game on. And I glanced over to the TV on my left, and I saw this Gold Glove, 2025 Gold Glove. What are they announcing, the finalists? What are they doing? And they said the first base winner of the American League Gold Glove. I'm like, is that the Gold? And I Googled. So ESPN is showing the Gold Glove ceremony in the middle of a primetime football game? Is that not the dumbest thing ever?
I mean, I know they are announcing, like, finalists for the award, but I got to be honest with you. The Orioles, I knew, wouldn't have one in any of those four categories or any of the major ones, the Gold Glove, anything, so I really have not been paying attention. I didn't pay attention to Silver Slugger either, it's just been a down year. But, yeah, apparently they thought that was a good time for Rawlings to promote the Gold Glove.
We're talking about free agency and hoping there's some kind of big move made. I guess we all are. The one person that's come up, and the three of us seem to agree on, Framber Valdez, we'd love to see up here. Anybody you'd like to see come this way?
Any starter of that caliber, whether it's him or somebody very similar, absolutely. Now you're going to obviously have to spend significantly for a number one or two starting pitcher, and are they willing to do that? You get creative with a trade like they did with Corbin Burns. So I still say it's easier to do than signing a free agent. It's not about the money, and it's not like he has a choice. You go and get him, and I feel like they've got the prospects that they could go ahead and get that kind of deal done. Valdez would be terrific. Obviously, he's a little bit of a loose cannon, but hey, that's fine. I mean, it would help if he had some more veteran leadership in a clubhouse in case you need to reel him back in. But I feel like a top starter has got to be first on that list. And whether that's a one or a two, you slot behind Kyle Bradish. For all we know, Trevor Rogers may end up being a one because I think it was a pretty big sample size. I still don't go into camp counting on that. I don't go into camp counting on Grayson Rodriguez finally being healthy.
Never.
You got to go out and stud starting pitcher to pair with Bradish and Rogers, and then anything you get out of Grayson, that's a bonus. I mean, you need multiple starters. You need somebody for the back end of the rotation as well for depth. Dean Kramer, you know what you're getting there with a 4 or 5. That's fine. A little over 4 ERA gives you innings. That's fine. But they need that big-time starter.
Hey, Rock, as far as a bat in the middle of the lineup, do you see that via trade? Is there someone you think they covet? Would they even be in on someone like Kyle Tucker, in your opinion?
Yeah, I mean, I think ideally they'd like a right-handed bat because you've got, you know, Beavers and Kowsers as left-handed hitters, and they would like to supplement that with somebody else. But, you know, you take a big bat where you can get it, and it just seems like outfield is the way to go. Again, I don't know how much they're going to spend, but the infield seems pretty set. I saw some suggestions, hey, what about, you know, Bo Bichette? And I'm like, you probably have a better chance of getting Dante Bichette because there's no place to play that guy in that infield unless you're going to trade somebody or make, you know, Jordan Westberg a, you know, utility guy. And it's just, you know, he's got to be in the lineup every day. So I feel like outfield is the place to do it. You don't know what you're getting with Tyler O'Neill. Again, it's kind of like Grayson. You can't go in there expecting that he's going to be in a lineup for 140-plus games. It's great if he can be and be that 30-home run guy again that he was a few times in his career. But you can't really bank on that right now. I think you do have to go out, and you've got to get yourself a bat and a leader, like not just somebody. You know, they need that veteran leadership. It can't just be a voice. It's got to be somebody that's also producing at the plate. And there are guys out there, whether it is free agency or, again, whether you get creative and you look for a trade. And I don't know whether that's center field or a corner spot because, you know, Colton Kowser looked good in center. But I know talking to people this past season, they think their best defensive alignment is if he's in left, especially that tricky Camden Yards. So in order to do that, though, you got to go out and get yourself another center fielder.
Rock Abago joins us, School of Rock, MassiveSports.com. Rock, before we let you go, we would be remiss not to ask you, today is the press conference with Craig Albert, as he's also going to be there with the principal owner as well as the GM. Who are you looking forward more to asking the question to out of the three?
I got to be honest with you. I'm ranking Ruben Stein last just because I don't really know beyond, hey, do you want to give us the exact budget, which I don't think he's going to do. He's not going to open the books for us. We've been teased in the past, but he's not opening the books.
Well, so, he never teased us. No, that was not a tease from him.
So I feel like it's probably Abernathy. Just, you know, there's a ton of things you could ask. You know, the composition of the coaching staff, I don't know if they're ready to talk about that. I don't know if that's Elias's territory, but I feel like with Abernathy, what are you bringing here from Cleveland to Baltimore? Philosophies, why is this the right fit? You know, things like that. I feel like that's guy, we've never talked to him. I want to hear that Boston accent. It's kind of like Mark Wahlberg. And that's what I want to hear. So, you know, I feel like he's the guy today.
Hey, Rock, we're not going to bury the headline here because you thought we brought you on to talk baseball. Your Vikings play the Ravens next. Is that J.J. McCarthy kid real or what?
I mean, you saw it kind of comes and goes. It's a little clumsy rolling out of the pocket a few times. I'm not buying it. It's kind of like The Godfather. Every time I'm out, or I think I'm out, they pull me back in. I'm not falling for anything. They're still a last-place team. I still think they're soft defensively. I'm not buying them. So, but you know, I feel like the Ravens are the team that's gaining more of the momentum right now. McCarthy, I'll take him over Carson Wentz. Trust me, but that's not saying a whole lot right now.
Absolutely,
there he is, Rock Abaco. Rock, we look forward to seeing your take on the press conference today on School of Rock.
I will be there.
All right, thanks a lot, my man. 410-583.
And for people that don't know,
457 is the number.
Rock's a Vikings fan.
Big time Vikings fan. I don't know how that happened. He's from here, right?
Could be, but growing up without a football team, man. People flocked to other
Rock's
teams.
Older than me. He ain't grow up without a football team.
How do you know? He was a baseball guy, and then he finds football. What if he liked the Vikings in the 80s, man?
I was 13 when they left.
What if he liked purple people eating? You don't know.
So, but I'm saying it wasn't because he grew up without a team.
He grew up without a team, man.
No, he didn't.
No team here.
The Colts were here.
Yeah, they left in 80-something.
84.
I know. Yeah. I was 5 or 4.
I was 13. He's older than me, so he didn't grow up without one.
He was in the gym doing curls. He wasn't watching football back then. Yeah, okay. I'll get there somewhere. Some point.
Mike Locksley joins us at 9 o'clock, but on the other side, Ravens make a trade. Draymond Jones, your thoughts on him? Can he help the team now? Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the
Fan. Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Man. By the way, the managerial press conference today will be broadcast live on Masson.
Is it brought to you by Dunkin'? Sorry, that's another
that?
Dunkin' Donuts. It's another Boston thing. So,
oh, yeah.
Anyway.
Oh, anyway. What you got going on over there, man?
I'm giving away tickets. You want to see Iron Maiden? September 11th at Jiffy Lube Live, courtesy of Live Nation. Two tickets right now, 410-583-1057. Get yourself some Iron Maiden tickets for next year.
Man, I don't even know what I'm doing November 11th.
I know you ain't going Iron Maiden on September 11th.
You don't know.
I do.
You don't know.
All right, let's bet it right
now. What's my motivation? What's my motivation? That's what it's all about.
You'd be the guy someone says, I don't know, I think he works here. Why do you think that? Because he ain't coming to this concert. Why is he? What?
Yeah, it's only funny because it's true.
Yeah.
Draymond Jones, Ed, you like it?
I do, actually. I do. I mean, you know, again, if people calling, you know, shooting for the stars and stuff, I get it. But you're not getting Myles Garrett. You're not getting any of these guys. It's like, so I don't know why you wouldn't like it, because he helps. He's better than what we have now. He's not an elite pass rusher, but he's a good pass rusher, and he does produce sacks, and that's something we're lacking. Because, you know, if Kyle Van Noy did what we did last year, we're 80% of it, 70%. But he's not right now, you know, so I don't know who we have other than this now.
I had a Yugo. I got rid of the Yugo, and I got a Chevette. And I got a Chevette. Just because I got the Chevette and it's better than the Yugo doesn't make the Chevette good.
Oh, he's better than a Chevette.
I'm just saying.
That's not
just
fair.
Because it's better doesn't mean it's good.
Yeah, but he just got a car wash and some new tires. We got some important things going on here.
People keep telling me, I get it. It's better than what we had. My question, is it good?
So what's the other solution?
It's good for what you gave up.
I mean, you can't get who you can't get who you'd actually want, which is one of the names, you know. You're not getting Myles Garrett. You're not getting Hutchinson. You're not getting Max Crosby. You're not getting these guys.
You heard the Eagles made an offer for
Myles Garrett.
Myles Garrett. They all had three first round picks.
I know.
Hit me out. I'm not saying it was a bad trade in terms of what you gave up and what you got. I'm just, my level of excitement is wait and see.
That's fair.
I don't have a level of excitement right now, because, I mean, here's a guy whose career high in sacks is 6.5. And he's already at 4.5, which tells me the numbers suggest he ain't got a lot of sacks left in him this year.
Or maybe he's going to have a career year.
Well, I hope so. I hope that's the case. But I do know the guy that we got rid of had more sacks when he left.
He did. He sure did. Sure has.
So that's all. I mean, again, I'm not saying it's a bad trade in terms of the value of the trade, in terms of what you gave up.
I think overall, getting rid of Owe, replacing him with this guy, and then adding a safety, I think makes your defense better.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's the only thing you're trying to do here, because if we know for a fact that, I don't want to say we know, but they're not likely to give up first round picks.
I think it's safe to say we know for a fact.
So then I think you have to just kind of, you know, not have these visions of grandeur that we're going to get like the best player out there. Because what do we have? They have people calling in going, okay, trade Jair Alexander, trade Daniel Falele, trade all the players you don't want for what? Something of substance? That's not how this works. And I think you're going to see a lot of these middling draft picks from 5, 6, 7. Maybe they go to a third, but I don't even think they'd go there unless it was the right player.
410-583-1057. That's the number. Let's go to Baltimore and get Daryl. What's up, Daryl?
Hey, guys. What's happening?
Doing well.
What's
up, Daryl?
I'm hoping for this trade. I mean, I'm hoping it's not a foot lipstick on a pig. But, you know, I mean, that's all you can do right now. But I would love to see them try to get somebody that can win, man, because you got to still going to have to scheme with this guy. And good quarterbacks and good coaches, they beat schemes in the playoffs every time because they kind of have a counter for them. So, I mean.
You're like me. You're hopeful. I Daryl, that's where I am. I'm hopeful, but in my gut, I don't believe it.
I paid off my WNBA bet with Daryl this weekend.
You did?
With the Dodge Beer Hall.
Yeah. I appreciate that, Jeremy.
Hey, good time.
Hold up, Daryl. Let me ask you a question. Dodge Beer Halls, was that your idea or his?
I gave him options.
What do you mean? Was it your idea to
go there or his idea to go to that location?
He picked the place. I didn't pick
Yeah, you picked the place?
So,
hey, Daryl, can I tell you this? He has $200 worth of gift cards to Dodge Beer House. That's why he chose that.
He knows $200 damn well I paid in cash.
$200 worth.
Listen.
So what he did when he got there, he cashed in the gift cards and said, yo, give me cash because I don't want to see like a cheapskate.
No. So what I did was I asked Daryl where he lived because he says Baltimore, and you know everybody says Baltimore. And I gave him like 3 or 4 locations that were near him saying, do any of these interest you? And he said,
where's the Dodge Beer House in Baltimore?
It's in Parkville.
Okay.
He lives down by Morgan State.
I got you.
So, like, I was trying to, I said, do you want to go to the Avenue in White Marsh where there's a bunch of restaurants, maybe down 43 to town? Like, there were a couple options, but we sat there and talked for, I think we were there for like 2 hours watching some football. It was fun.
What day was that? Saturday?
Saturday.
Oh, that's pretty cool.
Yeah. I paid my bet. Anytime I lose WNBA bets, I pay them. That's the only time. Well, to someone else.
Hey, you're paying bad season. How come the three of us can't have lunch? We still haven't done that.
Why is it on me to do it? Like, I'm in. You tell me when. I'm there.
When was last Thursday?
Well, you didn't show up.
No timeout.
No, that was this.
I was not about to blame you. I was about to say we had his. See, I got the. He put his dukes up.
He was out the door before I was.
No, it was not. We got in the. You got in the car, I got in another car.
You were out. You held the door for me.
And you said you had an appointment.
I did.
Okay.
I did.
Let me keep breaking this thing down so it could be forever broken.
No. I think I could have done lunch had we figured it out and, you know, got the time down.
Let's go to West Baltimore. Shiloh.
What's up, Shiloh?
Hey, Rob. Hey, let me jump right in. No, man, let me get it off first. Let me jump right in real fast.
Go ahead.
Look, listen to this real. And you say, look, the guy was talking about the Ravens and what they won't give up. Matter of fact, somebody just missed it. We already know how they operate, Rob. So let me ask you this, right? So when, first question is this. Are we playing for now? Are we playing for the future? Can y'all?
Both.
Okay. What's more important, right? Hey.
Now.
What I'm saying. Right. So are you with me on this, right? So, look, what, 12, 13-year drought, right? We won a Super Bowl. So when do you – I got to make sure I word this right.
Mm-hmm.
When do you – maybe Jeremy or somebody can ask this question.
Yeah,
go ahead. When do you change up the strategy of what does it take to win? And the reason why I ask that because We're so stuck in the old way, the way the Ravens do things, Rob.
Shiloh, let me ask you this quick, because we got to go. I'm asking this. The Ravens' business model for them has worked because they're in it every year.
And they've won two.
They don't want to sell everything to be in it this year and not in it years after that. That's been their model.
And I'd rather have that.
Yeah, I would too. As much as I bitch and moan, I'd rather have that.
It keeps the door open longer, right?
Jeremy Kahn with the Daily Line at 9:30. But on the other side, we're talking Mike Locksley, Maryland football up next on The Fan.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters, your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.